Now today I'm going to be showing you exactly step by step why women will sexually reward and even give their best sex to guys who are losers, liars, cheaters, and even bums. This is going to show you exactly why, and even if this truth is extremely uncomfortable for you to digest and swallow, what I can tell you is this: majority of all content creators shy away from this topic because they know the truth and just how painful it can actually be to mentally understand. Now before we dive in, I have to show you this. Okay, today's MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique Celebrity Spotlight, I'm going to show you Kevin. Take a look at this. The dude goes, "Man, after applying what you've been teaching, I swear this stuff is witchcraft." At the bottom, he goes, "Remember that girl I told you about on our call? I have her on a string, and I did not even have to put any effort like the other dudes have been doing. It's wild." Guys, since I'm seeing results like this every single day from guys using masculine behavioral techniques, after today's video is over, I want you to go down below, click the link in the description, and check that out, because I'm seeing guys on a consistent basis getting real girlfriends, having actual dating abundance, and generating real success. So be sure to check that out once today's video is over. Let's dive in. Okay, today we are covering the million-dollar question that everybody types in the comment section, or the biggest reason why men oftentimes will start watching content like this, is they say, "I cannot believe she's dating that guy," or they will say, "I cannot believe she's sleeping with that guy," and it totally blows their mind because they can't believe it, and they don't understand why this is happening. So because of that, today I'm going to be showing you why women give their best sex to guys who appear to be losers or low value or bums or liars and cheaters. So there is only one specific way I myself know how to compartmentalize this. That way I can show you this and I can make an analogy. And this analogy will make sense. And truthfully, this is the only way I can rationalize this for myself. And this is how I come to terms with this, to see this for how the world is as well. Sex and hooking up, okay, the nature of it, just like sex in general or hooking up casually, sex and hooking up is toxic and lustful in nature, okay? Stick with me here, this is going to make sense. So when I say toxic and lustful in nature, this used to be common knowledge like 50 to 100 years ago, okay? Like 50 to 100 years ago, everybody like knew this. And nowadays, people walk around and people don't know this, and they are completely oblivious to this. So I will give you an example. One of the seven deadly sins is lust. So whether you're religious or not, or any of that, it, completely irrelevant, doesn't matter. Just stick with me for the analogy. One of the seven deadly sins is lust. So whether you're religious or not, it's irrelevant, because the analogy you are going to understand, if lust is or was considered bad, or if lust is or was considered something you should not do, what that means is that means you cannot act surprised. You cannot act surprised when she reserves this sort of behavior of arousal or hooking up with men who are considered bad or toxic. Okay, it just is how it is. Like if you're wanting to like sleeping together or like hooking up in general, since this is considered lustful or bad in a nutshell, you have to understand that those are typically the traits that the woman is going to be rewarding in that man when it comes to sexually, you know, being promiscuous with him. It's going to be the men who are edgy. It's going to be the men who say the things that other men typically don't say. It's going to be men who are giving that bad boy rebellious spirit or vibe. So it makes sense that she reserves the highest level of desire sexually for the rebel bad boy, because his nature in and of itself of who he is commands sex appeal. So it's edgy and it goes against the grain. And not to mention, this guy doesn't mind dabbling in pleasure. So the biggest thing that most men fail to realize is that what you consider strong and what you consider powerful and what you consider alpha in your masculine logical brain is never going to make sense in her emotional feminine heart. They are not correlated, and what you consider strong and virtuous and alpha is not what she considers to be the exact same. So I will give you an example, okay? What most men consider alpha is things like this. They go, "Oh, that guy's virtuous. That guy's on his mission. That guy has a mission. Look at him try so hard. That guy's virtuous. That guy's strong. Look at his body. Look at his physique. Look how strong he is. Look how powerful he is. Wow, that guy's virtuous. That guy's strong. That guy's able to provide. Look at him. He owns a business. Look at him. He's a business guy. He's a real estate mogul. Wow, look at him collect all that money. He's able to provide. He's resilient. Look at him not give up. He's dedicated, okay? All these may be great traits, but you got to understand this. When she looks at this guy, this is her boyfriend. So what you think of as alpha is typically the guy she wants to be with for the long term. This is her boyfriend, okay? Now, on the flip side of this, this is far different, okay, from what she views as alpha or for what she views as like a casual relationship or a casual like hookup or a casual one night stand or that type of shit, okay? Far different. She's looking at the guy who's going, wow, he's edgy. He's risk-taking. He doesn't really give a fuck about anything in life. He gives me an emotional thrill. This is the type of guy that she sleeps with, and this is the type of guy that she can sleep with without even having any sort of emotional attachment to him because he's playing his proper position of being the bad boy. You cannot make up for this with $1 million or a private jet or anything. There's nothing on the external that you can do. This is all internal attraction triggers that she's gravitating towards. Now, take your eyes over here so you shift your eyes to this side of the marker board. What you have to do is you have to understand that the masculine core of who the guy is, of what is most attractive, the masculine core is supposed to be indifferent and lacking of care in the first place. Say that with me one more time. Indifferent and lacking care. The more you care about anything, the more anti-seductive you become, and you're going to see this, the more you care, the more you're invested. The more you're invested, the less she is invested in you. So, what I meant all these months when saying internal high value was this. These are the internal attraction triggers and the internal attraction mechanisms that women are looking for when they're deciding if this is a guy that they are wanting to sleep with or not. Women look at the man as a whole, who he is and what makes him up. Okay, what makes up who he is. Women look at the man as a whole. They do not just look at the exterior. They do not just look at what's on the outside. So the true alpha in this circumstance, or the true alpha in that situation, how he's acting, number one, he doesn't care if he has a purpose or not. Number two, he doesn't care how much money he makes. And number three, he doesn't really care what you think of him or not. You should be, you're looking at him and you're thinking, that guy should be living in a different way, or that guy's living the wrong way. And he doesn't even give a fuck what you think about that situation or that circumstance at all. So the true alpha literally does not care at all. Not to mention, he does not do what the world says he should do. He does what he wants. Now take that a step further. His nature is edgy. His nature is risk-taking, okay? He doesn't care if it's Sunday night and he has work at 8 or 9 a.m. the next day. He'll still stay out till 3, 4, 5 a.m. if he wants to. The dude does what he wants. So his nature is edgy. Now, women, okay, naturally feel safe with these types of men. The reason why they feel safe with these types of men is because they appear strong. And no, I'm not talking about your biceps. I'm talking about a different type of strength. What these women see, or what women see in general, when they look at this type of guy with strength, is they say, the world is telling him to be this. The world is telling him to do this. The world is telling him that this is the social, survival, and economic narrative that you have to follow of work Monday through Friday and be a good stand-up guy and have a golden retriever and make sure you attend brunch on Sunday with your mom. She is looking at this type of guy. She's going, that's the narrative that is put upon him. And he's completely willing to say, screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do. That is a different type of strength. That is what I call internal high value. Women feel safe with these types of men because they go against the grain. So here's what I can tell you. There is no Rolex. There is no fast car. There is no like amount of money that you can have to make up for that. Like, you cannot buy anything on the exterior to make up for not being a man's man on the interior. Women are constantly looking at the man overall and the personality and character traits of who he is. So this is the attitude, and this is what's going to piss a lot of you off, but this is the way the world is. This is the attitude of losers and bums and liars and cheaters. The loser and the liar who expects everything to be given to him, or the entitled mentality, his whole mindset is, I want more and I want it now. Serve me because I want it now, okay? So his whole mindset is give me, give me, give me.
Feed me, serve me, I want this, it's all about me, do what I say. To that woman, that is very attractive and she cannot help it. So, his nature is I want more, his nature is give me, give me, give me, his nature is it's all about me, and his nature is I don't care about you, I don't care about what you want, and I do not care about your feelings, I care about mine. I am self-serving, I do what makes me happy right now, and I don't care what you think about that. That is his nature. So what I can tell you is this, I didn't choose what women are attracted to, Mother Nature did. Just because I'm delivering you this information doesn't make me a bad person, it just makes me aware of seeing how the world actually operates. So these are the men that they actually sexually reward. So I'm telling you this because every single content guru right now on whether it be the internet or some sort of social media that's telling you to save up to buy a Maserati and then, you know, one day when you wear that nice three-piece button-down suit, you're going to walk into that event and all the ladies are going to gravitate towards you. And I'm trying to save you some trouble here because when you work your ass off for 5 to 10 years and you realize that the world doesn't work that way, you're going to be pretty pissed off because what you're going to be seeing is that you were fed a bunch of lies. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. If you actually want real world success, if you actually want a real dating life of abundance, if you actually want a step-by-step process to be the chooser, not just the guy waiting to be chosen, go down below and register for MBT, Masculine Behavioral Techniques, because I made a full behind-the-scenes process for you. And that behind-the-scenes process is going to show you how to start to do these things. My marker board presentations here online for you that I make daily, this is the what. This is what you gotta do. If you want to know the how you do it, I want you to actually take some action, to take some initiative, and I want you to go down below, I want you to click that link, and I want you to register and enroll into that because it will drastically change your life. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.